Right, okay, this is a pro view from the Anfield Wrap with the usual people, Steve Warnock, Paul Cope. We're all doing it from our own homes, which is slightly wild and slightly different. But, you know, same kind of format. We're talking about football, we're talking about the Reds, and we're talking about the current situation. Steve, start with you, mate. Obviously, people will have seen you this week on Sky Sports News and stuff like that. You obviously crack it on with your job as a pundit. But, you know, you remain sort of in the football world. I imagine you still speak to a lot of players and people involved in the sport, obviously. And I was just looking before we come on. I mean, would you haven't played for the amount of clubs you have? You've got a lot of skin in the current game. So, you know... There's Liverpool, top of the Premier League by 25 points, 9 games to play. Aston Villa in the relegation zone, but only a win from the safety, 10 games to play, and a game in hand on most of the rivals there. Then Leeds, top of the Championship. Blackburn and Derby could still make the playoffs. Wigan could go down. Coventry atop a League One. I mean, your former clubs embody why we need to get this season done at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, firstly, I was on Sky on Monday doing my usual show, and we've been told that indefinitely that would be cancelled for the foreseeable future, and we have to wait and see when the football season sort of kicks off again what's going to happen. So we're all at the same point now where we're not working, we're all unemployed, if you like, and wondering what's going to happen and where it's going to be at. But the football season in general, I think I spoke about it on Sky. I was saying that it has to be finished. It has to end at some point. You can't suddenly just null and void the season because clubs are panicking about going down. This talk about 22 within the league is nonsense. The top of the Championship, you look at Leeds and West Brom, they still have to play, well, both teams still have to play Fulham. So when you're 6 and 7 points ahead in the league and that can be chopped very quickly, it's 27 points to be played for. It's just farcical how they think this can suddenly stop and you can promote them two teams. It's so unfair on the other teams in and behind in the playoff places. The teams like Aston Villa, game in hand, like you say, chance to stay in the league. But what it does do is it creates a bit of a situation now where even a fight for the top four, top five, whatever it might be, depending on City's problem, is it gives teams the chance to get players fit, the squads at full strength. You look at Spurs, I mean, they were really struggling with a depleted squad, and now they could come back after this. They could have Harry Kane back fit. They could have Sissoko back in midfield. And you're looking at it thinking, it's absolutely incredible the way it could fall and it could actually play into their hands.